Secretary of State Colin Powell has outlined his vision for U.S. policy in the Middle East. He had been scheduled to make a major policy speech more than 2 months ago. It was postponed because of September 11th. Today, Powell offered no new proposals for ending the cycle of violence, but he said the U.S. is ready to take an active role in the region, and he criticized both the Israeli and Palestinian leaderships for crippling peace efforts. Nevertheless, both sides have responded positively to the speech, and rightly so, according to news analyst Daniel Shore.
Secretary Powell's speech had been long planned as an effort to promote a ceasefire and jumpstart the stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace negotiations. After September 11th, the speech acquired a new purpose. That was to keep the Arab-Israeli conflict from undermining Islamic support for a coalition generally united in condemning the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. For this purpose, it was necessary to present the United States as even-handed in the Arab-Israeli conflict and supportive of the creation of a Palestinian state. To keep his initiative from being rejected from the outset by one side or the other or both, Powell had to tiptoe his way through a minefield. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon had served preemptive notice that he would enter no negotiations without a week-long halt in violence. Powell made no explicit reference to that condition. The Palestinian Authority had said it would not negotiate unless Israeli forces withdrew from all Palestinian territory. Powell made no explicit reference to that. Instead, he introduced a preliminary stage that might be called pre-negotiation. Powell said Sharon and Yasser Arafat have agreed to form committees on negotiation and ceasefire implementation that will deal in the first instance with the Bush administration's new mediator, retired Marine General Anthony Zinni, along with Ambassador William Burns. The technique of dealing through a third party is not new in Middle East politics. Indeed, it was in the Middle East that Secretary of State Henry Kissinger introduced the expression shuttle diplomacy. Powell said he has asked General Zinni to remain in the region to work with the Israeli and Palestinian committees and lend our strongest efforts to the establishment of a ceasefire. Thus, the Bush administration presents itself as engaged but not tilting towards either side. It provides a sense of momentum without requiring adversaries to surrender dug-in positions. And perhaps most of all, it tells members of the anti-terrorist coalition that America does care about the Palestinians. This is Daniel Shore.